I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 15. Coming up, NWC building its capacity to provide water to underserved communities, 7 more high-dependency units to be built in hospitals island-wide, and persons being urged to destroy mosquito-breeding sites. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using the toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. The National Water Commission, NWC, will soon be better able to provide water to underserved areas across the island. This as the agency has established a $15 billion local bond facility to allow it to become more financially viable. The bond will facilitate more capital projects by the NWC, including laying of pipes, sewage treatment, and carrying out of repairs. Chairman of the NWC, Senator Aubin Hill, says among the conditions of the bond facility is the provision that there will be no government guarantees.
A substantial tranche of the offering must carry a 40-year tenor. Interest rates must be very market competitive. The 40-year portion of the bond is at 13.5% Jamaican dollars. There must be only one currency, Jamaican dollars. Our balance sheet must move to Jamaican dollars as quickly as possible, or we get really nice low concessionary loans from certain of our partners.
Senator Hill was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Tuesday. NCB Capital Markets won the bid to arrange the facility. Under the arrangement, NWC will have immediate access to $12.51 billion for refinancing purposes, as well as $3 billion to undertake a number of agreed capital expenditure projects island-wide this fiscal year. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness cites changes in the economic environment among the reasons for the $15 billion bond facility for the NWC. Mr. Holness adds that the government is positioning the NWC as a viable entity for investment from pension, insurance, or other such funds.
We are ensuring that the asset, the real asset in the NWC, can become a home for the cash-rich funds that need those assets to be backed by real assets. And so our economic program is one of not just bragging that we can raise $15 billion, but the real fundamental issue here is that we are ensuring that we have full utilization of our assets to support the long-term development of the country.
Prime Minister Holness says this also sets the stage for possibly placing the NWC on the stock market to give Jamaicans the opportunity to own shares and invest their savings to generate a long-term secure revenue stream. 7 additional high-dependency units, HDUs, are to be built in hospitals island-wide under the Program for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC. The initiative, funded by the European Union, will aid in improving newborn and emergency obstetric care. PROMAC coordinator in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Simone Spence, says a total 9 maternal and neonatal HDUs will be established this year in 5 referral hospitals.
It's approximately 12.9 million euros for the entire component. For the HDU component, however, it's approximately 7.3 million of that 12.9 is going to the construction of the high dependence. So each site is estimated to be completed within 12 months of
Dr. Spence adds that staff training is already being provided by the University of the West Indies, while equipment has been procured to outfit the units. A high dependency unit is an area similar to an intensive care facility for patients requiring extensive care. And the Ministry of Health is urging Jamaicans to be vigilant in destroying mosquito breeding sites and helping to prevent the spread of mosquito-borne illnesses, particularly after recent heavy rains. National epidemiologist Dr. Karen Webster-Carr is reminding that anything that holds water has the potential for breeding mosquitoes.
So we need to get rid of the breeding sites. There are common sites that include drums that are used for storing water, flower pot saucers, water features are the usual containers that have breeding of the Aedes mosquito. And so we need to ensure that we don't have collection of water or cover the drums properly so that mosquito will not breed.
Dr. Webster Carr was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.